It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And I love this topic as we gear up for the 103rd anniversary of the Women's Equality Day to commemorate the passage of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. We know racial barriers still existed. And I know this sister we're about to talk to now knows all about that. We are talking to Dr. They call her Dr. Karma, but I'm going to call you your full government name, Dr. Dr. Carmeletta Williams, Chief Executive Officer of the Black Archives of Mid-America in Kansas City. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, Julie.
All right.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's so good to talk to you. We know you have a plethora of knowledge, anything dealing with voting rights movement, civil rights, but you are doing a special event at the Blue Room this Sunday. We're talking about making history, KC's Black suffragists. Can you share more?
Sure. It's a partnership with the Women's Equality Coalition, the Black Archives, and the Greater Kansas City Black Women's Suffragist Committee. And so we are having Millie Nottingham and some incredibly gifted jazz artists performing so that we can honor these women, the Black women. We know that the white suffragists got the vote a lot sooner than the Black ones. Black women didn't get the vote unilaterally until the Voting Rights Amendment of 1965. So we can't let that pass. Yeah. We have to honor them. And this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful program to do it. Kansas City Girls Choir is going to be there. Millie and some other really gifted performers will be there.
All right.
It's free and open to the public.
Okay, and this takes place on Sunday, correct? What time, Dr. Karma?
3 o'clock. Promptly.
Okay, she's saying don't come in on the other time zone.
Don't come in on CPT time.
No, ma'am. No. But it's so good that this is an opportunity for us in Kansas City to hear the little known history about the Black suffrage movement, because like you said, we know about the white suffrage, but what about the Black women who were at the helm, even here locally, right here in our town, Kansas City?
Yes, we're honoring 12 women from this area who were instrumental. They were the boots on the ground, as they say, who didn't give up the struggle, who kept fighting, kept marching, kept making sure that people understood the value of the vote.
And speaking of which, we still want to push that, you know, value of the right to vote today. What would you have to say to anybody who's listening about today's situation that we're in? Yeah, we have voting rights, but we see they're being hindered in many states in many ways. What do you want to say to us as we prepare for another election and all elections about the power of our vote and why we must protect it?
We have to be cognizant, because the salami effect, you know, where you slice off a little bit at a time until it's all gone, is currently alive and well and working in D.C. to deprive us of our rights. So we have to be cognizant of it, and we have to fight against it. We have to vote.
Yes, we do. I know we'll talk more as we go throughout the year. Black Archives of Mid-America, such a gem in Kansas City. Please take advantage of every opportunity to connect with them. And once again, we'll see you this Sunday, making history, KC's Black Suffragists, going on 3 to 5 p.m. at the Blue Room in the Jazz District. Thank you so much, Dr. Karma. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Julie Jones. Love you.
Love you too.
See you Sunday.
All right. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.